Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. Ever feel like your brain's a pinball machine? Bouncing from thought to notification to task, never really settling anywhere? You know that feeling when you're trying to focus on something important, but your mind is wandering off to who knows where? Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving into mindfulness today. Not the super zen stuff you see on Instagram, though that can be cool. But the practical kind that helps you actually live in the moment and get stuff done. Mindfulness isn't about emptying your mind. It's more like training your attention muscle. Think of it as a mental workout. You learn to notice what's happening around you, inside you, without judgment. It's about being present, fully engaged with whatever you're doing, even if it's something mundane like washing dishes or waiting in line. Here's the cool thing. Incorporating mindfulness into your daily activities can seriously reduce distractions and boost your productivity. You know those moments when you feel super focused, everything clicks, and you get things done effortlessly? That's mindfulness at work. But how do we actually make this happen? Well, let's break it down. First up, awareness is key. Pay attention to the little things. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of your breath. Seriously, take a moment right now and just focus on your senses. Feel the air around you, hear the sounds in your environment. It's a mini reset button for your brain. Next, practice anchoring, grounding yourself in the present moment. When you find your mind wandering, and trust me, it will, gently bring your attention back to what you're doing. Say you're reading an email, and your thoughts drift to that unfinished project. Acknowledge the thought, but then gently guide your focus back to the words on the screen. Think of it like training a puppy. It takes patience and consistency. Another powerful technique is body scan meditation. This involves systematically bringing awareness to different parts of your body, starting with your toes and working your way up to your head. Notice any sensations, warmth, tingling, pressure. It helps you connect with your physical presence and release tension. Now, let's talk about technology, the ultimate distraction monster. Set boundaries for yourself. Put your phone on do not disturb mode when you need to focus. Consider using website blockers if social media is your kryptonite. Remember, it's not about deprivation. It's about creating space for focused attention. Finally, remember that mindfulness isn't a one-size-fits-all solution. Experiment with different techniques and find what works best for you. Be patient with yourself. It takes time to cultivate this skill. But trust me, the payoff is huge. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy college student juggling classes, a part-time job, and trying to maintain some semblance of a social life. She's constantly feeling overwhelmed, jumping from one task to another with her attention scattered like confetti. Then she starts incorporating mindfulness into her day, taking short breaks for mindful breathing, paying attention to the taste of her food, focusing on the sensations of walking to class. Slowly but surely, things start to change. Sarah finds herself less reactive to stress, more focused in her studies, and even enjoying those simple moments in between. She's not a Zen master overnight, but she's making progress. And that's the beauty of mindfulness. It's a journey, not a destination. So, remember these key takeaways. Awareness is your superpower. Anchoring keeps you grounded. Body scan meditation is like a mental massage. Tech boundaries are essential, and find what works for you. Mindfulness isn't about becoming some super chill guru. It's about showing up more fully in your life. It's about finding pockets of peace amidst the chaos, boosting your focus, and enjoying the ride a little bit more. Ready to ditch the mental clutter and start living more intentionally? Share this episode with a friend who needs a little mindful boost. Leave us a review. It helps others find the show. And as always, keep practicing, keep exploring, and let's declutter our dopamine together, one day at a time.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.